"'Splendid!' cried the undaunted challenger, rubbing his injured arm. "'A most thorough and satisfactory demonstration. "'I could not have anticipated such a success. "'Within a week, gentlemen, I promise that a second balloon will be prepared, "'and that you can count upon taking in safety and comfort "'the first stage of our homeward journey.' "'So far I have written each of the foregoing events as it occurred. "'Now I am rounding off my narrative from the old camp, "'where Zambo has waited so long, "'with all our difficulties and dangers left like a dream behind us "'upon the summit of those vast ruddy crags which tower above our heads. "'We have descended in safety, though in a most unexpected fashion, "'and all is well with us. "'In 6 weeks or 2 months we shall be in London.' And it is possible that this letter may not reach you much earlier than we do ourselves. Already our hearts yearn and our spirits fly towards the great mother city, which holds so much that is dear to us. It was on the very evening of our perilous adventure with Challenger's homemade balloon that the change came in our fortunes. I have said that the one person from whom we had had some sign of sympathy in our attempts to get away was the young chief whom we had rescued. He alone had no desire to hold us against our will in a strange land. He had told us as much by his expressive language of signs. That evening, after dusk, he came down to our little camp, handed me—for some reason he had always shown his attentions to me, perhaps because I was the one who was nearest his age—a small roll of the bark of a tree, and then pointing solemnly up at the row of caves above him, he had put his finger to his lips as a sign of secrecy, and had stolen back again to his people. I took the slip of bark to the firelight, and we examined it together. It was about a foot square, and on the inner side there was a singular arrangement of lines, which I here reproduce.